2 Minute Crypto, placing Bitcoiner toxicity towards altcoins in context. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. If you've spent any time at all engaged with the crypto space, you will have noticed that many long-time Bitcoin adherents display a marked degree of antipathy towards other blockchains. This strong and oft-stated dislike for altcoins can appear irrational, even cult-like. However, there's more to it than simple tribalism. At its most fundamental level, the reason that the majority of OG Bitcoiners reject altcoins out of hand is their belief that these altcoins are merely pretenders, stemming from a long line of pretenders. Most crypto enthusiasts were drawn in by the BTC run-up and ICO craze of late 2017. At that time, the rejection of all other chains by BTC maximalists seemed entirely overblown, as altcoins ran to incredible heights, rewarding investors many times over. It seemed, in some sense, a case of sour grapes, with BTC supporters upset at the competition they suddenly faced. Add to this the publicity disaster that was Bitcoin Cash, and it's easy to see why many folks new to the space dismissed the offhand air of superiority emanating from the Bitcoin camp. Entering the space in 2016, I struggled to understand this myself. It is only in recent months that I feel I've come to see where Bitcoin maximalists are coming from, even if I don't fully count myself among them. In fact, altcoins have already enjoyed multiple waves of popularity. If you peruse a historical snapshot dating back to May 2013, you will see a range of altcoins such as Namecoin, Peercoin, Terracoin, and so on. Each and every one a clone of BTC, but promising more. Jump to 2015 and Dash, Next, and Banks make an appearance. While Dash remains, all the others have either failed completely or faded into obscurity. Now add in the mania attached to late 2017 and early 2018, with gems such as Tron attaining valuations of over $13 billion, and you begin to see an oft-repeated pattern, a pattern of promises, of great new things, followed by a spike in value, then a long, slow failure to deliver, accompanied by a steady loss of market share and relevance. Bitcoin OGs have seen all this before, again and again and again. From their well-earned perspective, the next great thing is simply a risking of the last great, but failed great thing. While I personally see the value of a broad and development-rich blockchain ecosystem, I also accept that only Bitcoin has proven its place to the market. Each and every other altcoin is still stating their case. Ethereum, once so promising, seems to have entered a state of perpetual upgrades, which never quite addressed the problem of scalability. EOS, for all its resources, has yet to convincingly launch anything of worth. And on the poor comparisons with Bitcoin go. Bitcoiner antipathy towards alts is not simply an act of tribalism, but a reasoned perspective earned through many years of market engagement. Dismiss it at your own risk. My own market position has shifted to that of profound skepticism. A shiny new protocol or marketing campaign will in no way entice me to invest. BTC, however, has time and again weathered the storms of development and market calamity, and as a result I dollar cost average in every week. There are a range of alts that I still hold and track, but the balance of proof most certainly lies with them, not Bitcoin. Thanks for listening.